Welcome back to Inside the Cave. It's the weekend edition, Sunday morning at CZ Sports Bar and Grill. Most importantly now, Lenawee Rec. That's where bowling takes place. You know who was really good at bowling this year, Corey?
Who's really good? Tell me, who's really good?
The Blissfield Royals.
The Blissfield Royals.
Good enough for a state championship.
Very impressive.
First one for the school. Very happy to have the squad here today, along with coaches and the support, right? Support staff. We were told we got a lot of supporters here today. I'm Ian Wendt. We are Corey Cox, Josh Mitchell in our studio this morning and afternoon. We have Alex Kudlak and Colin Redder with us first. I want to talk the team aspect of it first. A lot of Baker games to get to that point. Colin, could you kind of break down what it was like, the format to win states? What'd you have to do?
So for the qualifying, we had to go through 8 Baker games and then 2 individual games. And through that, we kind of struggled a little bit. But we ended up being good enough to be able to qualify 4th. And then it was a best of 5 for Baker games.
It just seems like a lot, right? A lot involved to get through that. And a Baker game, for people that don't know, it's really a team effort, right, through 10 frames?
Yes. So how it goes is someone goes for the first frame and then the 6th, and the next person goes 2 and 7, and so on. So you need everybody.
Do you set your lineup before? Or do you guys know who's throwing where?
Well, we set up our lineup before, and we kind of just have the normal order where we're all very comfortable with.
Very cool. And then you qualify 4th. 8 teams in the championship bracket?
Yes. So 8 teams moved on to the bracket play, and I ended up doing pretty well through it. I ended up winning our first match 3-0, and then second one really came down to the wire. We were down 2-1. Ended up being able to come back and win that.
And those were still Baker game format, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was against Plymouth Christian, right?
Yep. Yeah. Against Plymouth Christian.
When do the individuals come into play? Is that for the championship round?
No. So the 2 individual rounds, that's just for qualifying.
And then
it's Baker play for the entire championship rounds.
All right. Well,
I was just going to say, so when you're down to Plymouth Christian like that, is there like, and you know, I'm familiar with basketball. Do you guys call a timeout, kind of like regroup and be like, all right, kind of get the mindset like, hey, we know we can pull this out?
Yeah. We had a point to where I was struggling pretty hard, and I had to rely on my teammates, and I had them put in cash in so then we'd be able to pull it through, because I was in my head, I couldn't trust myself, so I was like, I gotta trust my teammates. So yeah, then they regrouped and were able to pull it through.
And that's one thing I've admired. Since being on the radio, we have quite a few bowlers come in and talk, and I've talked to quite a few, and the Baker games can kind of be, you know, sometimes a coach will pull you out, you know, and you're just kind of like, you got to know that's the best, what's best for the team. And I feel like every bowler I've talked to that's a championship bowler understands that and is okay with that and understands that they have teammates that are going to come in and pick up where maybe they, you know, just like, hey, I know I need you to help for the overall better of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, we always trust each other. Like, I trust them all with everything. Like, if coaches think that it's what's best, then I trust them to do it.
Because that can be, as a competitor, that's sometimes hard to do, because you want to be out there.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be able to rely on yourself,
right,
and be able to do the best you can, but sometimes you have to lean on other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Alex Kudlak with us as well, a part of that, obviously, the state championship team, but the individual accolades as well. For Alex, congratulations on both of those. We were talking off air, still a younger team somewhat for the Royals. How many freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors do you have?
We have 2 sophomores and 2 juniors, but next year we're going to have like 5 freshmen coming up.
Wow.
For the team.
Still younger.
Yeah.
Where do you guys practice at? The lanes over there in Blissfield?
Yeah, we practice at Rich Lanes.
Okay. And the LCAA, the league you guys play in, pretty competitive most years, right? Could you talk about how that went for you guys? I know, Onstead could be up there. You got other schools in the mix too.
Yeah, honestly, it was a pretty good team, but we had to worry most about Madison. Madison's a really good team.
That's right.
We lost to them earlier in the season, and then we came back and beat them at Richlands. And I think that was just our biggest competition. Everybody else was pretty hard to beat, but we got it.
Got it done.
Yeah.
What was it like? I'm sure people knew, or at least, you know, we saw the scores and we go, oh, Blissfield's got a good bowling team this year. You guys had a target on your back. I assume most of the season people knew that you could be good. What's it like handling pressure like that?
It's not too hard handling that much pressure. We're good at handling pressure when it comes down to the final. You know, our team can do it. We're all good.
I want to talk about the Baker games. So it's five bowlers. You get two frames apiece. That's maximum four throws. I mean, that's, you talk about pressure packed. I mean, that's, you grip the ball a little tighter type of deal. How do you approach that? Like, obviously, individual games, you can, they're a little bit different. But those Baker games, like, I got two throws minimum to make the best of it.
Yeah, so you want to throw two strikes. That's your goal.
Right.
But if you don't, you have to make your spares. And if you make your spares, you can win the games.
Alex, I know that oil patterns are different at each lane, each alley you go to even. How much practice do you get, like you're going to play, you know, here as opposed to your home lanes in Blissfield? How much practice do you get before a match?
Usually you don't get any. You just kind of show up.
Wow, okay.
You get 15 minutes of practice when you get there, and it's just 15 minutes.
That's it. And then
you
just
go
for it.
Yeah.
One more for both of you. Got to ask what it was like, you know, when the last ball was thrown to win the team state championship. We'll go with Colin first.
It was very exciting because it was just like everything we went through the entire season. It all came down to that. And by then we already kind of had it in the bag. So then it was just a moment of joy of like, you know, we finally did it.
Exhale a little bit.
Because, yeah, been here 3 years and we've been to the state tournament all three times and made bracket play all three times also. So it's just like finally being able to get the job done was a huge thing.
All right, same for you, Alex, and then we can throw in the individual title as well.
It felt great winning the state championship. Everything just, all the stress just came out after that last shot, and we celebrated after.
Well said. Well, guys, congratulations. We'll get a couple of your teammates on. We got four more bowlers to talk to, but you've just been listening to Colin Redder and Alex Kudlak with the Blissfield Boys Bowling Team. We're going to transition right now live, so you guys can you're free to go. We got a couple other guys coming on with our Royal Bowlers here at ZZ's Sports Bar and Grill and Lenaway Rec. And so if I threw a game in the 150s, I'd be celebrating. These guys are quite a little bit better
slightly better than I think your games there, Ian.
Well,
way better than
I may have been. I think hindered by other outside factors.
Right.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
Outside factors.
You could average, take three of my scores and it might equal one of theirs, but.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I recognize John, right?
Yeah.
From football. Your face is unfamiliar to me. John Chaney and.
Matthew Anderson.
Yeah, you didn't see the clips from State Champs.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
did he go viral?
What? Yeah, he's everywhere, man. No,
I was calling hockey games.
No,
and
true,
I was driving
were.
All over Jackson but
John
and Lenaway.
John and Matthew, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. And same thing, we'll just kind of just get right into what was the moment like, the mindset, just going in and
At the end, it felt really good getting it done. That Plymouth Christian matchup was really the championship. Last game they weren't doing so well, but felt good to get past Plymouth Christian and get it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say the same. That Plymouth Christian team had some really good guys, and once we made it to the finals, pretty much all the pressure was gone because we knew that we could beat the other team after that.
It was like miracle, right?
Yeah.
Beat the Soviet Union in the semis, and then the championship was was whatever. All right, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Anderson. 299 or 300?
300.
300. Did you get a 290 also?
Yeah, 290 was this year. 300 was last year.
This guy. What's the secret? Tell us.
I don't know.
We're begging to know.
Consistency.
All right, consistency.
Put it in the work, right?
Yep.
A lot of practice. A lot of practice.
Where'd you throw that 290 plus game?
That was at 10 pin at in 10 Tecumseh, pin. And okay. Then the 300 was here.
All right, so it is possible here. I know a bunch of league bowlers that are like, it's impossible, I can't do it. How long have both of you been bowling?
I just started last year, quit basketball, and started up bowling, and I loved it.
Yeah, I started 3 years ago, our sophomore year.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just amazing to kind of just pick it up, and it just kind of goes to like what you're saying, you know, just you got to have a little bit of you know, the ability, that the skill, but you know, the hard work that, you know, you guys could put in a, what you would think would be a short time, because you didn't pick it up at such an early age. So what is it about the sport that you like, John?
I don't know, just ever since I picked it up, it just felt natural, and we would spend time after matches even practicing, a lot of hard work. I don't know.
Yeah. Naturally. So, I mean, obviously you guys all come in here together and coaches here for you guys too. Is the team chemistry must be, I mean, I think that's one thing that every time I talk to a championship team, and, you know, we're going to talk to Coach Mary from Hudson in wrestling, is just the team chemistry and the bond usually is what separates, you know, first place from maybe the what do you feel about this team chemistry and bond?
Yeah, our chemistry is great. Every time we're together, we're always laughing. Sometimes it gets us into trouble in the matches. Sometimes we're not too serious, but we know when to be serious and get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of feel the same way, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's always fun with these guys.
Excellent.
Plans, maybe, John, you're a senior?
Yeah.
You're a senior, too?
Yep.
Plans for next year? You got colleges all over you trying to get you to bowl for them, or what's the deal there?
I'm going to play baseball at Bluffton University, but
there you go.
Would be nice to bowl.
Dual sport. Well, and bowling's a sport you can play your whole life, yeah. Right? It's like golf. Matthew?
I'm undecided still.
Ooh. All right. I'll give some bowling coaches a call.
There you go.
See if they can get you on the squad. Guys, congratulations. Much success this season. It's like your coach would email us results, and it's like, who's going to have a great match? Like, it could be any one of you guys. So appreciate the time. Congratulations on the championship. You make Blissfield, of course, and Lenawee County proud. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that again was John Chaney and Matthew Anderson. We got 4 out of 6, and here we got the anchors, right? Call them the anchors.
Right.
When
bullpen.
They're going to the bullpen. If you two could introduce yourself to our listeners.
I'm Cash Moore.
And I'm Preston Ifland.
All right. Cash and Preston. That's a name I recognize. Do you play football?
I do. I didn't play last year because I got hurt, but then I play baseball too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that might be where I know that
baseball.
From. Yeah. And again, the two of you on, and it's like what I said before we switched. Like, you know, one day we're getting an email from Coach, and Cash has a career day. Or we look up, and Preston's throwing a 260. What's it like being part of a really, really competitive team? We'll go with Cash first.
It's a lot of fun. We get like switched out a lot. Like this season, me and Preston like basically traded spots on bowling and staying the bench. But I mean, both of us, when we were in, we both did good and knew what to do.
Very good.
I'd say it was pretty cool because like Cash would come in for a big moment if I couldn't get, like, say it was a right side spare. I'm not great at shooting those. Cash would come in at State. He came in for a big one. It helped us out.
Could you explain that, what that means?
So, like, the right side spares are a lot harder for right-handed bowlers, but Cash is left-handed. So at State, I left two pins on the right side, and we really needed it to move on. It was against Plymouth Christian.
I didn't realize you could split a frame like that.
Yeah, so if he comes in, then he has to stay in for me.
Okay.
So that was, I don't know if that was my last shot or my first one, but he came in, made the spare, and then
we finished that one, and it was good.
So southpaw, right? Lefty?
Yeah.
Oil patterns, I feel like on lanes are, you know, you get a lot of right-handed bowlers. So mm-hmm. what's it like attacking from the other side?
A lot of people say it's cheating just because, like, just
right-handed
because,
people. Yeah.
Yeah, just because, like, we basically have the whole left side to ourselves because there's not as many. So we can, like, throw the same shot for way longer than right-handed people can.
Yeah.
That's, you learn something every day.
Yeah, the advantages of being that left-handed. But that, I mean, where you, I mean, he left you the pins. You step. You were pretty confident just walking up there, right?
Yeah.
You do that yeah. in your sleep, hit those?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah. What was it like when, you know, the final ball was thrown and you guys knew that you won the state championship?
It was great. I mean, we all jumped up and went and hugged Matt, and then I don't know. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No doubt. Preston, for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool because, I mean, going into that, it was like we had to win three to win the state championship, and we got past the first two pretty easily, so we got into the third one, and we just went through pretty quick. And, yeah, it was pretty cool when Matt threw that last strike. It was just we all jumped up and went and celebrated with him.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, your hard work, you guys are going to be able to take this memory. And what grades are you guys in?
I'm a sophomore.
I'm a junior.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can take this experience and build off it for next year and even more and just beyond, you know, high school later on in life that you're going to look back at this team because this team is only this team because you have some seniors. It won't ever be the same, and it'll be a memory that you guys will be able to have
right
forever. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Corey says you guys had a get-together yesterday?
Yeah.
Over at Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Had to be cool to have everyone come out, yeah. Not just, you know, friends and family, to just community members come by and maybe bowlers in the past to talk to you guys.
Yeah, a lot of people came up there and just celebrated with us and told us good job and congratulations.
So it's been a busy 2.5-3 days, but you would take it, right? All day, every day?
Yeah,
all day,
sure.
Every day.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
You got to do a parade in the school, right?
Absolutely. We did a walkthrough before
when
we
you
went
left.
To stay. Yeah.
We walk back in.
They right? should do a walk back. I like
a walk
that.
Back.
Yeah. Well, Cash and Preston, congratulations. You make Blissfield and the county proud. So congrats again, and good luck in the future. Maybe right. we can pick up some tips before you guys leave.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Once again, that's Cash Bohr and Preston Ifland with the Blissfield Boys Bowling Team. If we can get Coach up here for a couple minutes, talk about his guys. I like that pullover. Look at that, Corey.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, thanks for stopping by on somewhat of a short notice. You got the whole staff here. And,
absolutely.
Number one, I appreciate these emails.
Yeah, you guys do a fantastic job.
Are great.
Yes.
You like those?
Absolutely.
I take a lot of pride in writing those because
I can tell.
These kids deserve what they've been getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know, or when did you know that you had a team capable of hoisting a trophy?
Last year, with the team that we had, where we just fell short in the third place, that was the key. I told Blake Terrell from a couple years ago that he was instrumental in the success of building this team because of the passion that he showed early on, and it showed on the other athletes as well. They saw that, well, we can do that too. So as they spoke of the team atmosphere, everybody just kept building on that team and lifting each other up with that. So, you know, just seeing those aspects of the game, it's been really, really beneficial for the team.
Yeah, and, you know, you have some great individual bowlers,
yes.
but just talking to them here and
yes.
hearing what you write about them, they all put the team first, which I think also helps them in the individual as well.
Correct. That's one of the things that we try with the coaches as well, is to foster that team aspect. It's an individual sport that's a team effort. And again, when one of these gentlemen are feeling down, like they're just not hitting their mark, they're just losing mentally, then the other ones step in to fill that void. So we keep fostering that atmosphere for them to actually succeed quite well in that. And it's shown in what they've worked on. This has been building for a few years now.
Yeah, I'm bad at intros. This is Coach John Harden. I forget people can't see us.
You yes.
just welcome in very casual. Like, we asked the kids this, but what was it like for you and your
I still haven't processed it. I'm going to cut you off there. I don't know what to feel. I honestly don't, because this is my my passion. I love this game, and I like it giving them the opportunity to play the sport that I love. And the coaches I have with me, they know the very fine details of the equipment, the oil, and everything like that. I just have a love of the game. I've not thought fully of what it would be like and the impact that follows to achieve that level of success. These are just really good kids and great bowlers. What's beyond that? Well, let's try to be the best in the state, and they've achieved that. I don't know what to think right now.
Well, we'll come back to you in about a week. Maybe we'll have a better
fetal position in the quarter crying about it, because I don't know what to think. It's huge.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and for the school.
For the school, it's been, 21 years since the school's had a championship of any sort. And, yeah, this was my goal all along, is to get a sign on the road and a championship for the school and these kids. But it's what we've worked on. I just haven't realized the impact of that yet. It's going to be something, like you said, next week.
And you'll think back like a couple of years from now, and another thing will pop in your head.
Well,
you know, just
right. Speaking with Brian and Shelley Latour, who own Rich Lane's and Shelley's Deli, Brian was on the '92 championship baseball team. He was 19-0 as a pitcher. He knows what it takes to win. He's made this success possible with the things that he's done, allowing these kids in the bowling alley all times a day, putting down the oil pattern from the practice on. He's been instrumental in success of this team. It's all part of cogs in the wheel, so he knows what it takes to win. So that is, it's shown on everybody what it takes to win.
As simple as this sounds, it does help to have a facility in your town, in your village. Like,
yes,
it's totally different if you got to drive somewhere every day for practice.
Yep, it's just up the street for them, just out of school. They can be there in less than 10 minutes. So when Brian bought that place and opened it back up and got it running again, it's been very, very instrumental in the success of this team.
Coach, I know you'd like to take all the credit. I'm kidding.
Okay.
You have assistants, right? You have people that
absolutely
help out,
yes.
And volunteers. You brought Tony, the entourage here today.
Well, yeah, Tony Kudlak and Eric Anderson to help me this year. Tony's been with me a couple years. So is Eric as well. They are down. They tell me, as long as you stay beyond the steps and out of our way, let us coach these boys. And so I do the things like we're doing now. I talk to, I write the stories. I talk to the people. Make sure things get done. They make sure the boys are successful.
Well, let's give the dads a microphone.
Absolutely.
Whoever wants to grab that first.
This is Mr. Eric Anderson. This is Matthew Anderson's father.
I mean, what else can you say? Like, coach couldn't put into words. Could you put into words what this means?
Not really. The emotions are incredible. I'll start tearing up right now, probably. But yeah.
I mean, it's just proud dad.
Right? Yeah, it is. All of these kids, you know, we don't have to coach them. We do that through the year. But when it come down to yesterday, this weekend, it was easy. We were there for emotional support. They know what they're doing. They did all the work. We were just there to support them, you know, to keep them calm.
Do you have a bowling background or something your son just picked up? And
you know, I've bowled for a long time. The real bowler is Tony. You know, he is. He's the man. He knows all of everything. I picked it up. I took up two-handed when the boys started bowling, just so I could learn, you know. I figured it'd be easier to help him out if I knew what I was doing. And then we all just learned the lanes and the oil and what balls work. And the boys make it easy, though.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And watching them all hang out together, it's not just about bowling. They're a group of kids that you just can't separate them, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just goofy.
20 years, they'll come back, and it'll be this weekend again.
They don't realize what they got right now. They don't.
Soon.
You know.
But not
right, yeah, yeah. And that's what I was kind of mentioning there. You're going to look back on it. And, you know, you got a young team, and you have some kids coming back. But this team only this year, and they're going to look back on it and be what a memory that they got to have.
The first one for the school.
Right, absolutely.
You started this.
Right.
So relish it.
And like John said, another thing is Brian and Shelley with Rich Lane's.
Absolutely.
These boys go down there and hang out. Like they drive them nuts going down there. Like, hey, you open yet? You know?
Right.
And they hang out as a group, messing around and, you know, and learning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a great community, a great following. A lot of support.
A lot of support.
Absolutely.
Makes a huge difference.
Let's jump from one proud dad to another. You've been showered with praise.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're going to take the humble approach. But what does it mean for you as a father to see these guys do what they did?
Nothing short of amazing. I mean, what they did yesterday and on Friday was mm-hmm. just that second match. We were down 2-1, and for us coaches, there's nothing we could do. I mean, that was all the boys that came back and won that. Mm-hmm. It was that last game was amazing. We just sat back. Me and Eric are there for the good seats. That's it. That's the reason we coach.
Right. Yeah.
All the help we do is at Richlands.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear it can be a hard spectator sport to be.
It was a crazy weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, just going through some of the, you know, you just had to be just proud as a coach, father, just to see them overcome, you know, obstacles. I mean, that's one of the greatest things as a coach, to sit back and, like you said, it was up to them, and then just to sit back and say, hey, you know, this is what you guys saw inside them all season long, to see it come out.
You can only coach to a certain point, and you can help them out, but they had to dig down deep and want that more than that. I've never seen this group of boys don't have a lot of emotion, but the emotion they had on Friday was just, it was awesome. It was just sit back. I wish we could have recorded that last game. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that come out of the boys this whole year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well said.
it's hard to follow up with that.
Yeah.
Well said.
Very, very spectacular.
Yeah. And like I told the boys, I'll tell you that obviously Blissfield's very proud, and Lenawee County too. We'll adopt you as our own for this. So very proud. Congratulations. Coaches, parents, and the rest of the community. Shout out Rich Lanes. I know we're at Lenawee Rack.
Yeah, well,
but you know,
you're renting space.
That's right. That's right. So we do need to take a break. I think it'd be nice if we could maybe get a photo, put it on our X page. We're having trouble with our Facebook.
Okay.
So we'll put it on our Twitter/X page and continue the celebration that way. So we've been talking Royals Bowling with the state championship team and Mr. Kudlak, the individual champ as well.